Just stop a moment, just stop a second. If anybody would like more time to map out?
Yes, please.
About another 4 or 5 minutes to map out, do the mapping out. If you're going to create a plan, this mapping out is critical. Sorry.
And then I want another friend, I'd like to double my circle.
Thank you.
And stop. And stop. Before I show you how you can find out what these blocks are that are stopping your partner doing what they've told you they want to do. If they want to do something but they still are yearning for it, it must mean that they've not done it yet. The same with any client, but particularly in this private environment with your partner. If they've not done it yet, your responsibility as your partner's listener is to find out, well, why? Without pinning them against the wall with a lamp on them and asking them why. If you've treated your partner and been honest with yourself with the respect and dignity you started by promising at the beginning of today, if you treated your partner with that respect and dignity, you have already discovered the deepest yearnings in questions number 2 and 3. If you haven't, then something is not happening between you and your partner. There's some hiding going on. There's some undisclosed willful ignorance. And that's a function of either the environment is not right for you to do that, which is my problem, not yours, or you've not yet learned as a man to be vulnerable, as a king would do. What's the shortest phrase in the New Testament? Two words.
Jesus wept.
It's often used as a curse today. It was then used as something very tender, of a king amongst men that others were prepared to die for and follow, who was quite prepared to openly, in a moment of compassion and tenderness, to weep. Jesus wept. That's what kings do amongst men. The rest of us are still struggling with learning how to have the adventures and warrior life that lead us to be great lovers amongst men. I'm hoping by now you've managed to set aside some of that baggage and peel off some of those layers and be honest with each other and vulnerable and open. Because there's no joy and no deep purpose in not being vulnerable and open. It's quite a release from baggage when you are. It's almost like a weight being lifted off your shoulders. You've been carrying for years as a burden. Where you now are is you should now know the truth. You should now know and have treated with respect and dignity what your partner really wants to have in their life, what they want to do with their life, and what they wish they had become, but haven't yet. Your next question is to understand, well, why is that then? So, if we turn to page 30. I want you to spend just 5 minutes each working with the questions you've already used, which is there anything more, is there anything else, and these two new questions, one to start the conversation and one to use when you think it's wise to use it. I want you to practice that now. 5 minutes each. Start off the question with the introductory question And when you think it's appropriate, not until you think it's appropriate, try and ask the second question. Try that. Just practice it and see what happens. Go. So the introductory question with your partner is, what doubts or reservations arise when you think about these dreams? Try the first question first and introduce the conversation. The questions you have learned are the only questions you're allowed to use. Minutes each.
Thank you.
Okay. You want to give him a shout?
Yes.
Okay, that's the 5 minutes. We're going to change James.
Right, you should have switched partners now, and the other partner should be speaking.
Part five.